We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome back. Good to be with you. As I began this broadcast, I was very disturbed to hear some sad news. Those of you regular listeners of this program may recall last year, I think it may have been about this time of the year, I went to a conference in Georgia, and one of the people involved in that particular conference, Dr. Henry Wright, the ministry down in Georgia, was one of the significant people involved in that. And I was quite intrigued this morning to learn that he has actually passed away on Monday. I'll probably share more about this tomorrow. And in fact, we may even replay the interview that we aired on this broadcast last year. But I was quite stunned to learn that news this morning. Apparently, he was in the middle of a procedure to some sort of heart procedure on Monday, and did not survive, passed away. So this was a man, as I mentioned, featured on a Faith Focus Friday broadcast last year, and as I mentioned, perhaps we'll share that again with you on tomorrow's broadcast. I want to jump right in. I want to deal with a couple of major subjects. One of them, the debate yesterday evening. The other, the ongoing impeachment process. Right now, we are continuing to have live testimony. It's kind of interesting to me that I was in Kentucky yesterday, and there was a place where I stopped. A good friend of mine is involved in communications, emergency communications, and they had this on. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know what torment? This stuff to go on hour upon hour upon hour and hour. I mean, who wants to sit and listen to this garbage? Now, maybe you're enjoying it. Maybe it's entertaining. I don't know. One of those who's been called to testify during the course of these proceedings, Gordon Sondland. Now, from my perspective, there are things that are communicated that are pretty strong. Now, I know it's going to be back and forth. You're going to have one person saying one thing, another person saying something else, and sometimes the things that are communicated may be contradictory. I get that. But sometimes there are moments where things are communicated so clearly that you ought to be raising the question, if you have a brain, what the heck are we doing here? Why are we going through this process? Well, this is one of those moments from yesterday's testimony. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, I would be embarrassed if I were continuing to perpetuate this nonsense and waste so many people's time. Here is just an excerpt of some of the testimony of Mr. Sondland yesterday.
I believe I just asked him an open-ended question, Mr. Chairman. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories and this and that. What do you want? And it was a very short, abrupt conversation. He was not in a good mood. And he just said, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Something to that effect. So rather than ask the president nine different questions, is it this, is it this, is it that, I just said, what do you want from Ukraine? I may have even used a four-letter word. And he said, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I just want Zelensky to do the right thing, to do what he ran on, or words to that effect. President Trump never told me directly that the aid was conditioned on the meetings. My testimony is I never heard from President Trump that aid was conditioned on an announcement of elections.
All right, John, what you just heard.
Yeah.
Is there anything to work with?
Not really. It doesn't sound like, if you're going after Trump.
This is unbelievable. It really is. And one of the unfortunate things about this is you have people who are basically testimony shopping. That's really what this amounts to. So let's find somebody who's going to say something that it is derogatory and is going to reflect poorly upon the president. This is how the Democrats are carrying out this process. They are looking for, they are hoping for something that they can put around his neck and bring his presidency down. That's it. And I've said before, I will say it again, so far I have heard nothing. I'm still waiting to hear about the crime. Well, actually, there is a crime. The crime is that we have a bunch of jackasses that are loose in Washington, D.C., masquerading as members of Congress. The unfortunate thing is, there's absolutely no conscience operating in any of these folks. None. What are your thoughts on this, Dan? Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Appreciate your show. Thanks again. Hey, I was investigating looking into this Ambassador Sondland's education. Apparently, he went to the University of Washington, but he dropped out of school. So he has no formal education other than maybe a few courses. Apparently went into real estate, made good money, made a lot of money, and went into campaign finance and made his way into government politics with his money. And the guy has absolutely no education. So I'm wondering how he got qualified to be an ambassador in the first place. I mean, I think I could do a better job than he could. You know, I have a associate degree in science, and I have a bachelor's degree in music. And I could sing and dance my way around Sondland, you know? And as far as this...
Maybe you should apply now, Dan. This should be an encouragement to you. I understand your frustration. Thanks a lot for your call. You know, and I think there are a lot of people raise this question. I'm on the other end of the spectrum with this in some sense, because I would love to see more regular citizens get these positions rather than these being opportunities for patronage. Well, you gave a certain amount to the campaign. How would you like to be the ambassador for, the Bahamas? I'm just being silly here. I mean, this is how this works. It's based on patronage. And both parties do this, and they've done this for a long time. All very frustrating stuff. Vince Trump said he wanted nothing the exact day he learned of the whistleblower charge. What a coincidence. And this text reminds me, Vince, the DNC mascot is a jackass. Well, what a coincidence. Stay with us.
WBT, a radio.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com. Station.
Not looking at traffic and weather. Here's Pam Warner.
Yeah, still experiencing some minor slowdowns for a crash on West Boulevard at Steel Creek Road, as well as a fender bender on David Avenue at Little Rock Road. And today's weather is a mix of cloud and sun. High of 61. Tonight, later on, is some clouds, a 10% chance of rain, and a low of 48. I'm Pam Warner, WBT Traffic.
Your favorite holiday tradition, it's back. WBT's Holiday on Ice, back for its 15th year. WBT's Holiday on Ice, Charlotte's only outdoor ice rink in the heart of uptown. We've got all of your holiday fun covered, thanks to our skatehouse sponsor, Fox 46 Charlotte, WJZY, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, the Billy Graham Library, concessions courtesy of Food Lion, located in the NASCAR Hall of Fame Plaza in uptown. Visit holidayonicecharlotte.com for details. Back of the Vince Coakley radio program, I'm curious. Maybe I've missed something because I don't watch the stupid show. Has Saturday Night Live figured out how to make fun of Adam Schiff?
I don't know.
They have a character. This is begging for a parody. I mean, think about it. If you're going to make fun of Sarah Palin and some of these other folks of Donald Trump, why not? I mean, I'm serious. As soon as I looked up and saw again, Mr. Schiff and those eyes. I mean, it really is creepy.
It's like they're bulging.
Yes.
Out while they're looking at you.
He looks like a psycho. Looks like he escaped from the nut house. My goodness. Let's go out to Anderson and Ken. I think we have lost Ken. Oh, well. Feel free to try calling back if we happen to have dropped that line in error. The other big stories we mentioned. The debate yesterday evening, Democrats, of course, trying to prove how progressive they are. And we have for you a kind of a montage of some of the exchanges that took place. A bunch of them pretty amusing when you listen to them because, you know, some of the efforts by some of the lower tier candidates, it's kind of lame. Especially somebody like Cory Booker. Let's listen in.
I have a lot of respect for the vice president. He has sworn me into my office as a hero. This week, I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it.
No! Stop that a moment, John. Really? Here we are. Now, I want you to just, right now, let's be honest. Is this the top of your list of concerns, legalizing marijuana? What is this idiot smoking? I mean, that's desperate. I mean, if you start digging, if you're a person who's starting to dig into marijuana legalization as a national issue, oh my goodness. All right, keep rolling this nonsense.
In our country is already legal for privileged people. And it's one, the war on drugs has been a war on black and brown people.
If you notice, I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me because they know me. They know who I am. Three former chairs of the Black Caucus, the only African-American woman that ever been elected to the United States Senate, a whole range of people.
No,
my point
that's
is,
not true. True. The other
that's
one
not
is
true.
Here.
So my point is.
But I want to get back to Pete Buttigieg and his comment about experience. Pete, you'll agree that the service that we both have provided to our country as veterans by itself does not qualify us to serve as commander-in-chief. I think the most recent example of your inexperience in national security and foreign policy came from your recent careless statement about how you, as president, would be willing to send our troops to Mexico to fight the cartels. As commander-in-chief, leader of our armed forces, I bring extensive experience serving for 7 years in Congress, on the Foreign Affairs Committee, on the Armed Services Committee, on the Homeland Security Committee, meeting with leaders of countries around the world, working with military commanders of different commands, dealing with high-level national security briefings, understanding what's necessary, the preparation that I've gotten to walk in on day one to serve as Commander-in-Chief.
Congresswoman, thank you. Mr. Mayor, I'll allow you to respond.
I know that it's par for the course in Washington to take remarks out of context, but that is outlandish even by the standards of today's politics.
Are you saying that you didn't say that?
I was talking about U.S.-Mexico cooperation. We've been doing security cooperation with Mexico for years, with law enforcement cooperation and a military relationship that could continue to be developed with training relationships, for example. Do you seriously think anybody on this stage is proposing invading Mexico?
That's not what I said. I'm talking about building up. Wow. That's Buttigieg,
of course. That exchange with Tulsi Gabbard. Let's listen to a little bit more of this later on. But this is hilarious. I mean, watching these people eat each other alive, it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Sending troops into Mexico. Really? And this is funny because when you see these kinds of, I wouldn't say misunderstandings or maybe mischaracterizations within the party, do you wonder why we have problems between people of different parties? This is just absolutely hysterical. Let's go out to Huntersville and Gary. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How you doing today?
All right, sir.
Okay, Vince, I got some good news for you if you want to watch it.
Uh-oh.
You know Greg Gutfeld, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, on his show on Saturday nights, he has a comedian that's usually part of his show that just gets, is Tom Shalhoub. He does a imitation of Schiff every Saturday night.
Oh.
Story time with Adam Schiff, it's this, it's that. He looks exactly like him. He's got the big red dots on the top of his cheeks, the one on his chin, the bulging eyes, which remind me of Igor from Young Frankenstein. Marty Feldman, remember?
Oh, yes.
Right. And just remind you that how I appreciate comedy is I was the one that talked to you one time a while about, and I coined the phrase, Fred Mertz pants.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Okay. But you got to watch it. Greg Gutfeld is on at 10 o'clock on the Fox News channel. Every Saturday night, he comes on after Judge Jeanine, but they do a skit on Schiff. They've been doing one every week since this all started. It's absolutely hilarious. You got to watch it.
Okay. We'll certainly have to check that out. That is pretty funny stuff. I mean, they're just people. You know this. They're people just invite parody. I mean, all you have to do is look at them. They're parodies of themselves. Les, good morning.
Good morning. Good job there. I like your show.
Well, thank you.
I'm calling to see if you noticed in the opening of the inquiry after Nunes put out his statement, did you notice that he gave Schiff a Republican report on the situation? He put it right in front of him. It was about 2 or 3 inches thick. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Is this something that happened today?
That happened today, right in the beginning after Schiff did his whatever he does, his statement, and then Nunes put out his statement, right at the very end of the statement, he pulls out the Republican report on the situation. It's about 2-3 inches thick, and he put it right in front of Schiff's face and his eyes. I thought his eyes were going to pop out.
Was there any vocal response at all?
No, he didn't say nothing.
Oh, of course not.
No, of course not.
Okay. Well, we will check that out. Les, thanks very much for your call. You know, and I think we all recognize this is a Democratic production. I don't know how else you can describe this. This is not, you know, if you're doing a true legal process one that is following all of the rules and the decorum that would be involved in a legitimate investigation, it's not complicated to let other people involved, let the other side participate. It's not difficult to do. Unless your goal is to just railroad somebody, which is pretty clear that's what's underway right now. We'll hear more of the debate yesterday evening, some other humorous moments, and much more on our Thursday edition of the Vince Coakley.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back to the Vince Coakley radio program, in the middle of sharing just some of the excerpts of yesterday evening's debates among the Democrats, and Tim out of Fort Mill would like to comment about comments from Ms. Tulsi Gabbard. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Vince. I got to be honest with you, I've seen some of that, just a bit of it, and Tulsi doesn't strike me as a Democrat or Republican. She just strikes me as an American or a patriot. Really, I think it's kind of hard for her to choose a side. But the more I was watching this, and she was really tearing off, in my opinion, I think she should throw them all off their game. And when she comes into the next debate, come in a Wonder Woman outfit. I'm telling you, I was watching, I figured, if she spins around and gets a Wonder Woman outfit, it's going to be awesome.
Tim has called to share his fantasy. So... Thanks a lot for your call, Tim. Oh, my goodness. Let's listen to a little more of this exchange as it took place yesterday evening. Let's go for it. Yes.
Let's also talk about judgment. One of the foreign leaders.
By the way, just to remind you, this is Buttigieg. This was a comment, a follow-up to this discussion about sending troops to Mexico, because basically Buttigieg was suggesting that we should cooperate more aggressively with the Mexican government to get this violence and drug situation under control. Tulsi Gabbard going a little bit further with that and saying, you know, what's actually happening here is he's wanting to get us involved in more wars, intervening in another country. So anyway, here's more Buttigieg.
I was talking about U.S.-Mexico cooperation. We've been doing security cooperation with Mexico for years, with law enforcement cooperation and a military relationship that could continue to be developed with training relationships, for example. Do you seriously think anybody on this stage is proposing invading Mexico?
I'm talking about building up alliances.
And if your question is about experience, let's also talk about judgment. One of the foreign leaders you mentioned meeting was Bashar al-Assad. I have, in my experience, such as it is, whether you think it counts or not, since it wasn't accumulated in Washington, enough judgment that I would not have sat down with a murderous dictator like that.
Ouch.
Congresswoman Gabbard, let me allow you to respond.
Thank you.
Ouch.
You were asked directly whether you would send our troops to Mexico to fight cartels, and your answer was yes. The fact checkers can check this out. No. But your point about judgment is absolutely correct. Our commander-in-chief does need to have good judgment. And what you've just pointed out is that you would lack the courage to meet with both adversaries and friends to ensure the peace and national security of our nation. I take the example of those leaders who have come before us, leaders like JFK, who met with Khrushchev, like Roosevelt, who met with Stalin,
like Donald
like
Trump,
Reagan,
who met with Kim.
Who met...
like Reagan, who met and worked with Gorbachev. These issues of national security are incredibly important. I will meet with and do what is necessary to make sure that no more of our brothers and sisters in uniform are needlessly sent into harm's way fighting regime change wars that undermine our national security. I'll bring real leadership and experience to the White House.
I don't agree with the wealth tax the way that
Cory Booker again.
But I agree that we need to raise the estate tax. We need to tax capital gains as ordinary income, real strategies will increase revenue. But here's a challenge. We as Democrats need to fight for a just taxation system. But as I travel around the country, we Democrats also have to talk about how to grow wealth as well.
So let me just tell you what we can
okay,
do with that.
Okay, let's interject something here before we listen to more of the cackling of Elizabeth Warren.
Well, I think we ought to go out and do this. We need to take some strong steps here so we can take more money out of the hands of people who earned it because we deserve it in Washington, D.C.
Was that a pretty good Cory Booker?
I was on it.
Oh, my goodness. It is tiresome. It really is. Mr. Booker, just hang it up. Hang it up. You ain't going to make it. You really aren't. But as we all know, this is all about cabinet positions. That is, if they're if they have any opportunity or chance at winning next year, which is highly questionable. Let's listen to Ms. Warren and her rattling.
So let me just tell you what we can do with that 2-cent wealth tax. 2 cents on the top 0.1% in this country, and we can provide universal child care for every baby in this country age 0 to 5. That is transformative. We can provide universal pre-K for every 3-year-old and 4-year-old in America. We can stop exploiting the women, largely black and brown women, who do this work, and we can raise the wages of every child care worker and preschool teacher in America. We can put $800 billion new
shut her up for a moment
dollars.
And we can give everybody a pony. Really? It's scary to me. It really is scary that you have these grown freaking adults who think they're going to be able to give everything to everybody. No, I'm sorry. How stupid of me. They're not going to give you anything. All they're going to do is take, 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 take. And give to the people who they hope will show up to vote. That's what this is about. Oh, my goodness. All right, let this woman keep rattling.
Into all of our public schools. We can make college tuition free for every kid. We can put $50 billion into historically black colleges and universities. And we can cancel student loan debt for 95% of the folks who've got it. 2-cent wealth tax, and we can invest in an entire generation.
It's unfortunate that we have someone on the stage who is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full time on Fox News criticizing President Obama.
Back to Tulsi Gabbard under attack.
Who has spent full time criticizing people on this stage as affiliated with the Democratic Party. When Donald Trump was elected, not even sworn in, buddied up to Steve Bannon to get a meeting with Donald Trump in the Trump Tower.
Goodness.
Fails to call a war criminal by what he is as a war criminal, and then spends full time during the course of this campaign, again, criticizing the Democratic Party.
Congresswoman Gabbard, I'll give you a chance to respond.
What Senator Harris is doing is unfortunately continuing to traffic in lies and smears and innuendos because she cannot challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making, the leadership and the change that I'm seeking to bring in our foreign policy, which only makes me guess that she will, as president, continue the status quo, continue the Bush-Clinton-Trump foreign policy of regime change wars, which is deeply destructive. This is personal to me because I served in Iraq. I left my seat in the state legislature in Hawaii, volunteered to deploy to Iraq, where I served in a medical unit where every single day I saw the terribly high human cost of war. I take very seriously the responsibility that the president has to serve as commander-in-chief, to lead our armed forces, and to make sure always, no, I'm not going to put party interests first.
Well, Oh, my goodness. You know, and this goes to a question, because you've heard some of the women who are running for president. There's a new survey out about us guys and how we feel about the possibility of a female president. We'll talk about that. And I want to know what you think. How would you feel about a female president? Back of the Vince Coakley radio program. Let's go out to a call from Willie. Good morning, Willie.
Hello.
It's all you.
Vince, do you know that they're bringing back the show Taxi, and Adam Schiff is going to play Andy Kaufman? So he's got a great career coming next year.
My goodness.
Is his term. And now, look, I want to ask you a favor. Can you please shave and take the picture again and post it on Facebook? It looks like you just rolled out of bed, and you didn't shave. Would you like me to send you one of them shaving machines that I have extra laying around?
Oh, sure. Send it along there, Willie. I'll be glad to receive that. Thanks very much. Shave. Oh, my goodness. Mark out of Rock Hill. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Vince. Great recap of last night's so-called debate. Let's see. If you want Tulsi Gabbard to win this thing, send her checks. That's all I can say. But I'll give you a meme alert for about that, since somebody put the idea to that. Watch for that. An intense family matter out of state. I was involved with this summer. For a break, I got to the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines for the Des Moines Register's political soapbox. So all the candidates that were active at that time in mid-August, you can hear all their debate points in their 10 to 15-minute stump speeches.
Ah, and how was that?
I saw Kamala. I saw Hickenlooper on the schedule that day with Cory Booker and Christine Gildebrand. I didn't hear anything, and I heard Amy Klobuchar, and the biggest card was for Elizabeth Warren. So, some of them took the ones I mentioned took questions from the crowd to fill their 10 to 15 minutes, but not Elizabeth Warren. She set up the selfie line, and of course, they are the longest in the campaign.
Sounds like an interesting experience for sure to be able to hear these people in person. You know, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about this issue of women. How you feel about a woman being president? Because a study has been done, a survey done, raising this question. What do us guys especially think about the idea of a female president? We'll delve into that. Jerry in Lancaster, good morning.
Yeah, Vince, I just wanted to say that, you know, Elizabeth Warren and her plans for taking care of children from 0 to 5 years old, that is a complete joke. The Democratic Party is responsible for 60 million abortions to date. I don't want to hear anything from that party about how we need to take care of children at the border and take care of all these kids 0 to pre-K. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. And I think a woman as president would be laughed at around the world, especially by Middle Eastern countries and the dictatorships in Europe.
Really? So you're not in favor of having a female president?
No, not at all.
Wow. So you're concerned this communicates weakness?
Yes, I do. I think I just don't think that they're going to get the respect that they would need. I mean, the parties don't respect each other in this country. What's it going to be like when we have to deal with the Middle East and we have to deal with the Palestinians and we have to deal with the European dictatorships? They're not going to be able to do or accomplish anything.
Now, I have to ask you, looking back in recent history, what did you think about Margaret Thatcher?
See, Margaret, the thing with Margaret Thatcher is that's a whole different ballgame when you're talking about the UK. That has nothing really to do with the U.S. The U.S. is on a big stage. The U.K. still lives under a monarchy. And, you know, that worked for them for a while. she did a couple of good things, but she was not very well liked.
Okay. That's kind of an interesting perspective here. A guy who's actually unapologetic coming out and saying, listen, no thank you. No thank you. By the way, coming up in the next hour, some shocking news about Prince Andrew. It looks like things have really blown up for Prince Andrew. I'm sure you will be in tears about this. Keith and Rock Hill, good morning.
Can I ask an ignorant, stupid question?
Go for it.
Okay. Elizabeth Warren, in that debate last night, said that she wanted to put $50 billion into our American educational system. Did I not hear that right, or am I wrong?
$50 billion, okay.
Okay. Would it not be more beneficial to give 100,000 families $1 million apiece, or 200,000 families $500,000 apiece, or 400,000 families $250,000 apiece, than to put it in the American education system? I'm just asking.
Hey, you raise a great point here. Is this the best use of money is really what you're asking here, right?
Exactly what I'm asking.
Why would you throw it into a system that's just going to waste the money and probably do some things that are probably going to be counterproductive to the future of America by filling more skulls full of mush with more mush? That's
And as far as electing a woman to the presidency of the United States, I have no problem with that. As long as she's a black, gay, Jewish woman married to a white Muslim, I have no problem whatsoever electing a person like that.
Keith, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. By the way, Forbes, I'll just tell you, they're out with a story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.